choose to be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Philip and Saint James, apostles. We know that their names are listed in all four lists of the apostles that we find in the scriptures. And as we heard Philip's name mentioned in today's gospel, and we know James is mentioned elsewhere. Tradition tells us he was the first bishop of Jerusalem. And we're all called to be apostles, to be witnesses of our Lord. In the document on the missionary activity of the church from the Second Vatican Council, we read that from the beginning of his ministry, the Lord Jesus called to himself those whom he wished, and he caused 12 of them to be with him and to be sent out preaching. Thus the apostles were both the seeds of the new Israel and the beginning of the sacred hierarchy. Later, before he was assumed into heaven, the Lord had received all power in heaven and on earth, founded a church as the sacrament of salvation, and just as he had been sent by the Father, so he sent the apostles into the world. Hence, the church had an obligation to proclaim the faith and salvation which comes from Christ. This task must be carried out by the order of bishops under the leadership of Peter's successor and with the prayers and cooperation of the whole church. So we are members of that mystical body. And I did not become an apostle the day of my ordination. We all become followers of our Lord the day that we're baptized. And John Paul II, when he was in San Francisco in 1987, in his homily, he said that the gospel, and together with it, the salvific power of Christ's redemption, is addressed to every person in every nation. To be Christian means to proclaim the message untiringly in every generation. So the commission that was given to the apostles to make disciples of all nations is now our commission. So let us pray to Saint Philip and Saint James that we have that same zeal that they were filled with, even if it means suffering as their divine master suffered.